I call to order the Otter Rock Water District Monthly Board Meeting 4/14/2026 at 6:02 p.m. Lisa, here. Rod,
Here.
Teresa,
Here.
and Eileen is not present. Public in attendance is Curtis from Highland, Northwest Natural. We have Kelly, Michael, Sam and Patty, the Mullins, and somebody's connecting to audio, which I don't know who that is. Did everyone get a chance to read Kelly's board summaries for the previous meeting?
I did not make a motion to approve them.
Okay. Lisa, oh, we need a second. I second it. Lisa, yes. Rod?
Yes.
And we need Teresa.
Sorry.
Do you approve the Kelly's board member summaries?
Yes, I approve Kelly's summary.
Thank you very much, Kelly. Motion is approved. Next on the agenda is Curtis and Northwest Natural's water operator report.
Evening, everybody. I think this is going to be really short. The overflow rate hasn't changed at the reservoir, so aquifer levels are good. Refill rate is great. We're running 130 gallons a minute that the community doesn't need. So that's excellent. Loss factor is still negative. We heard.
Curtis, I have a question on the overflow rate.
Yeah.
It looks like it's the same for both months, but yet our flow rate has tripled. And I'm wondering how that can be.
Your flow rate has tripled.
Yeah, for spring flow rate, you've got 180 GPM for this month compared to last month, which was 60. Spring two, you got 900 compared to 129.
I see the 60, I see the 129. I'm trying to track your other numbers.
So spring one flow rate is 180 GPM for this March 26th. It's on the first page of your presentation.
Yeah.
You see the 180?
Okay.
See the 900?
I do see it. I'm confused for where it came from. I will get that fixed. My mistake. So on the Word document, it shows the correct numbers, and then on the PDF, they switch. I'm not sure why.
Yeah, okay. Well, Curtis, for the last 3 months, I do the meter readings comparisons, and the overflow rate has been the same, exactly the same for the last 3 months.
Okay.
I don't know how that can possibly be.
So the way the flow rate is calculated is by filling up a 15-gallon container and then doing math to say how long it took to fill. So if it takes, 10 seconds to fill this 15-gallon container, yeah, it's odd. I'm going to credit you that one.
Yeah.
But if it
I
takes
mean, even if you're doing it like that, I'm sorry. I just don't. Not with the different flows on the springs. How could that be?
on the overflow rate.
Yeah, if we're getting all these different flows from the springs and we're getting more flows from the springs, then the overflow rate would consequently also
Not
be higher.
not the
Plus
way
the
that the
usage.
springs are plumbed in. So your springs have an overflow themselves. So spring one, spring two, and spring three will all overflow water individually, and they will feed water to the reservoir. And the water that overflows the reservoir is what we're measuring. So essentially, your 129 is max capacity. If we were to increase the pressure at the springs, building some kind of like water tower, for lack of a better term, we could overflow the reservoir more by overflowing the springs less. But essentially, your 129, that's the max capacity at the pressure to the reservoir.
Yeah, that makes sense.
No, I'm sorry that the numbers got changed up. I will get that fixed and send over a corrected PDF.
Perfect. Thanks.
Thank you
Okay,
for
so you're
catching
saying
that.
the maximum overflow we would ever calculate is 129.
Yes, because that's your PSI for the tank.
Okay, then that makes sense, but it just seemed odd because I obviously didn't know how it was calculated.
No, there are for sure better ways to calculate it, but we're off in the boonies. There's no power, there's no meter. It's a gravity distribution line. So they just take a 15-gallon container, time how long it takes to fill it, do some math, and say this is how many gallons a minute we're overflowing. The
Sorry, I have a teenage puppy here in the room with me, and he's behaving like a teenager.
All right. Loss factor, while negative, is consistent. So there is that going for the system. Again, I
Yeah,
have my theories about the low flows.
Curtis, while we're talking about loss factor, I was looking at this, and what this tells me is we get the meter usage says that we're using 365,000 gallons on our whole system, but yet we used more than that. So
Correct.
that would lend me to believe that the master meter is inaccurate
Yes.
because all that water should be coming through the master meter. Is that correct?
Absolutely. Yeah, I agree with
So
you.
why is that a loss factor?
So the master meter that was put in is a sonic meter that wraps around the main line. It's not a compound, it's not an ultrasonic, and the water doesn't flow through a chamber per se. It flows through the pipe. The way I understand the meter to work is it's got a little ultrasonic pulse that it sends through, and based on how much of that frequency it gets back at the receiver, tells it how much water is going through. On a 6-inch plastic line, I doubt it's picking up flows lower than about 5 gallons a minute. Now, it might pick up maybe 2 to 5 gallons a minute. It'll pick up the high flows for sure, but it's not designed to pick up the low flows.
See,
I guess where I'm losing it is that it would seem to me that if the master meter usage was lower than the dis no, was higher than the distribution usage, then that would be
You have
a
leaks.
loss. Yeah, that would be leaks.
Right.
So I don't know what this number is telling me, other than
This
that the
number is
meter's
telling you
not
that
working.
the master meter is not capturing all the water flowing through that pipe.
Okay.
So it's a
So
good
it's not really
note.
distribution loss, it's just meter inaccuracy.
Yes, it's a combination of the two, because if there is a leak that appears in the system, the first sign we would have of it, aside from water coming out of the ground, is that this number would go up significantly. Because all of a sudden, it's going from recording essentially 0 gallons a minute at night to recording 5 or 6. And so we would see that pop up probably before we'd see the water surface.
Okay.
But it is good note when the system's getting rebuilt. I know you guys get new reservoir, new distribution lines, all that. There are spec sheets on the meters you put in. I'm sure the engineering team's looking into this, but there's a various different kinds you can get. You can either get a sonic meter with a chamber, you can get a compound meter, you can get a mag meter, you can get an actuating disc meter, and they all have different accuracies. This is something we looked at when we put in the meter for the fire station, was this meter can only register down to 2 gallons a minute. Anything lower than that, it won't catch. This meter is twice the price, but it can go down to 0.5 gallon a minute. And so the meter that you have at the reservoir, I haven't seen the spec sheet on it, but just based on the lost GPM and what I know about the meter and how it works, I'm guessing it's a fairly high number that it stops at.
Okay, thanks.
Took the monthly coliform. Chlorine residuals all look good. There was some hesitation taken in the middle of the month because our chlorine residuals got fairly low. But once they recovered, we got our coliform sample. Everything passed good and dandy. The only additional work we really did this month was we did a locate early on, and we replaced the heads on the 2 meters that weren't working. Cody's going to double check the meters when he goes out reading tomorrow, make sure that they both have usage that's showing positively. So everything should be working as far as the meter reading in the system. And that ends my report. Not as short as I thought, but if there's
I
questions
know.
about
Thank you.
Does anyone have any questions for Curtis? No?
do we have a schedule for the second geotechnical survey?
Yes, 23rd through 27th.
Oh, okay. I didn't see the locates come in. Are they calling pre-survey locates again?
I have no idea. Actually, I need to send them a note about communications.
Okay. Sounds good. Well, if there's nothing else, I'll see myself out.
Thanks,
Thank you,
Curtis.
Curtis.
Thank you all.
Hey, wait. How's fatherhood going?
I haven't slept in a while.
Oh,
So that's a good note. I will be going on paternity leave June 1, currently training someone to take my spot.
nice. Good for you.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
All right, everybody have a great night.
Okay, you too.
Hi,
Bye.
Curtis.
Thanks,
Bye.
Curtis. Next on the agenda is the Treasury and Office Report. I'm just going to read off the Treasury report that was online that Eileen did. Our current cash position, the First Security of Washington accounts was uncleared, was $1,076.50. QuickBook register balance was $55,508.94. First Security of Washington ending balance, $56,585.44. Total deposits was $14,798.50. Total withdrawals was $6,872.23. The community center account was our registered balance is $422.79. Treasury account, the reserve fund LGIP, total deposits, which was the interest, was $384.52. And our QuickBook register on that is $113,580.81. Our system development fund, its total interest was $335.21, making our QuickBook register balance of $99,016.22. Our AR balance sheet total is negative $10,404.50. Our QuickBook current assets is $258,124.26. Our AP balance, the bills to pay, is $16,190.76. Our accounts payable to approve, which I don't know what that means, $5,409.76. Oh, and that's because the Civil West balance due Business Oregon is $10,781. So we need to pay the money coming out of our account will be $504,009.76, but we have to approve it at $16,190.76. Does anyone have any questions? Okay, can I get a motion to approve the checks of $16,190.76 and to approve the Treasury's report as read?
I make a motion we approve the Treasury report as read and that we pay those bills 16,000 plus.
I second.
Lisa, yes. Rod?
We can't hear
Yes.
you very well, Rod.
I said yes.
And Teresa?
Yes.
Motion passes. Thank you, Eileen, for doing that. Next on the agenda is the special order of business Civil West Communication Design Review Progress Confirmation on Business Oregon Billing Through Verdantis and Other. Teresa.
Yeah, so a lot of changes in Verdantis. We had Tim leave and now we have Quincy leaving. Left, he's gone. So now James is our primary design engineer on the project. He's getting some help from other people. Kevin remains our primary, contact, key first point of contact or whatever. Let me just read you some of the communications about the timeline. So they were ready to complete the 90% design review, which that was the feedback I got. They're waiting, of course, on the information coming out of the geotech survey stuff before things can be finally approved. The proposal for the geotech services were approved, as I mentioned earlier. Field drilling is scheduled to begin Thursday, April 23rd, and is anticipated to be completed by Monday, April 27th. I went over to Otter Crest maintenance folks and asked them if Foundation Engineering could store their equipment there over the weekend, and they graciously said yes. So that was very, very nice of them to do that. So yay for that. That's all facilitated. Everything's available, for them to do that work and have the equipment sit for over the weekend. Oh, when James sent that information back out about the 90%, I told him I was somewhat disappointed in that because, well, hello, we didn't do a 60% design review. So now we're going to go from 30 to 90, and I want operations involved, and I want those other two gentlemen who, one, Jim Osborne, who knows our system really well, to review it, and then also Seal Rock Manager, who's offered to do that for us. So the good news is they can get me PDF files four of the so James backed up a little and said, okay, well then let's do a 70% design review, which is fine by me. I wanted, I didn't want to go forward until we got some feedback from our experts on that. And so supposedly this week I should get a notice that the 70% is ready for review, and I should get files to do that. And I also should, I asked them for three hard copies as well of the design. Told them I'd pick them up at the office. So yay, that's great. I'd really like to get a first pass from Northwest Natural as well as our other design reviewers before we move forward. Right. So yay, hopefully that happens this month. That's my expectation. And then fine, whip it out, go to 90% by May. I'll be a happy camper. Hopefully, obviously we should have the geotech info back hopefully early May. So I suspect at this point that design will, if all goes well with that, then we should be able to complete design in May. Yay. It's definitely a lot later than we had hoped because we wanted to go out to bid in February, because that's when people are looking for work for the summer. By the time we go out, they're going to be booked. So we'll see. We'll see what happens with that. It is what it is. It's where we're at. Our biggest concern right now is what comes back from Foundation Engineering on that, tank site and what that will do to us in terms of, but we'll be able to go back to FEMA. It's for me, at least it's the tank, because FEMA, has already committed to getting us a seismic tank, versus if it was a Business Oregon scope of work, well then that's just increased cost to the district versus increased grant to the district. So,
That is good news.
can't hear you, Rod.
That is good news.
Yeah, thanks. So that's where we're at. I have a meeting scheduled with Shannon tomorrow, just because there was a little back and forth about who was going to do the quarterly report. Although James did end up doing it, but not in the way that I think Shannon needs it submitted, which is fine. I'm going to meet Shannon tomorrow, and I'm also going to ask him about status of the reimbursements. And I talked to Shannon a little bit about the potential of still going phased with this project, just in case for some reason we can't go to construction. So then, FEMA would hopefully then at least pay, and we'd be able to get the design portion of the work completed. But yeah, I'll talk to Shannon a little bit more about that tomorrow. Excuse me, my teenager. Not choice. Need it. Yes. Not like he doesn't have toys of his own.
Teresa, I do have one question. Since everyone's changed, are we still going to have a town hall where everyone can look at the design eventually
Yeah,
and
absolutely. But I don't think that that's, I don't want to do it at the 70%. I'd want to do it at the 90, because I want to get the expert opinion back first. Kevin, he's always been very accommodating for us. And even though he's now lives in Washington, I think he would come down for that. James is in Coos Bay, so I would expect him to come, over up for that. So, but not until we get to 90. And once we get to 90, then the real data is going to be there in terms of like, hey, there's 3x more fire hydrants going in, and there's this loop and that loop, and this is our expected flow rate, that kind of stuff.
Does anyone have any questions before we move on to the bridge funding, which is kind of on hold until we get the design, because we can't do the bridge funding until we get the design, because they want to see the plans and they want to see everything. So, correct, Teresa?
That's what I understand.
Yep. So it's on hold too.
It's all good, step by step. At
Yep.
least we're still moving forward.
Yes.
I have a question.
Okay, well, can I thank Teresa for her going over to Autocrest and asking for that? So thank you, Teresa.
Yes, they were lovely. They were very sure. Yep, you bet.
Beth?
My question, Teresa, at what point do they send the design into the state? Is that at the 90 or after?
90% is when Business Oregon wants it. So I imagine I can ask Shannon about that as well tomorrow, but I know Business Oregon only wants it at the 90% review.
Well, I mean the state water,
I don't, do we have to submit that to them?
Oh, yeah, the state engineer has to approve it for our water system. Yeah.
Okay, well, I'll ask Kevin that. I don't know.
That would be a Kevin question.
Yeah, and Lincoln County's going to need to know, and so does cool ODOT and everyone else. So, all of our state parks, everyone.
State
Yeah, OHA,
approval.
oh, Oregon Health Authority.
I'll ask Kevin about that.
Thank you. I'm moving on to ordinances. We have none. Resolutions, we have none. We didn't put in communications, but I got a communication from I can't remember what they called him, a supply surplus supply guy, and I told him that we didn't have any supply surplus supplies, but if we ever do, that he's willing to go out for bid and get rid of them and then give us whatever check there is minus his fees. It was kind of a weird conversation, but he sent it to me, Eileen and I, and I told him that we don't have any surplus property to dispose of, so.
Maybe he'll want our old fire hydrants.
Maybe, but I thought the contractors were going to do that, but maybe I'm not right. I don't know. But I have his name and number, so if we need to contact him, we can. Yes, Beth?
We would need a policy. The board needs to create a policy for w how we go about getting rid of surplus po property. If we ever decide to do that, we've just never had anything that before, so just nope.
Thanks, Beth. Next on the agenda is public comments. Beth.
I know I sent the board an email about the website, and I know you said you wanted Eileen in on it, but I don't know if Rod and Teresa got a chance to look at that.
I looked at that briefly. My initial
Yeah.
response was, no.
No, what? No to getting that extra service.
Oh, I would say, I didn't go into it because I wanted to keep it brief, but there are other, and I don't want to go into it
Without
extensively
Eileen,
right
sure.
now. Well, just it's not probably needed time. It's up to the board to consider that. And, I've had they keep contacting me because, they're in sales, so
Yep.
they're the streamlined salespeople, but there are other options we can do, and that needs to be discussed by the board, I think. And I can list out the other options we can do as an alternative to that. So.
Yeah, I'm going to be more for eliminating documents on the website that are not accessible.
Well, it's no problem with what's there already. They can be archived in that until next April. But in the meantime, need to decide what we do end up putting up on the website and how we do it. There's some alternatives, like copying and pasting just directly to the web page instead of having a PDF,
Sure.
things
I
like that.
I
You know,
just
so.
don't, we're such a small district, honestly. I just don't see the extra expense. I mean, we're not a big district with a bunch of with an unmanageable number of customers.
Right. Yeah.
So I don't want to spend the money. I don't want to spend their money, doing unnecessary things because it's required. I would much rather get a, survey from the customers. What do they want to see out there and eliminate what we can't put up there to be accessible?
The other question I have is how many people are actually using the website?
Well, you can see, like, some things, the agenda sometimes is viewed 35 by 35 people every month, 25 to 35 people. And then, too, the other thing is some of these things are very simple to make accessible. There's three things you have to set in a file, and I've done some experimenting with it. And for the notice and agenda, with these three properties set, that passes the accessibility. So we can continue doing that as long as whoever's putting those things together does those three steps.
Yeah, I mean,
And that's one of the
rec
more commonly things that, that's the thing that probably gets accessed the most is our agenda. And
Sure.
some of the other things are looked at by half a dozen people or something.
Right, exactly. So I think we need to you can get a better understanding of what's being looked at. And honestly, it's an interesting thing. I've found if you take something away and nobody complains, well, So that's going to be my
Right. Well,
approach. That's going to be my
yeah.
suggestion versus spending money on this.
Okay. So anyway, the whole board should probably discuss it. I will
Yep.
commit to doing the archiving within the next year. It's kind of a tedious thing, but
Oh,
that
Beth,
can be
thank
done.
you. You are so sweet.
And I'll put together a more extensive communication to the board with some of the options and some of the details about what we can do,
That'd be lovely.
and I won't promise that'll be, it might be a few months, but I think, we've got other things going on that are more important. We can deal with this and maybe even in 6 months or something, since we have a full year and a
Okay.
week or two to get
No, I
it
mean,
all figured out.
let's make a decision on this while we have a little breathing room because we go into construction, we may not have so much breathing room. So, I'd
Right.
rather do it sooner and later, but I just
Right. But
want
we're doing budget and everything else right now,
That's
and
true.
yeah.
That's true. Yeah. So maybe in a couple months, like you said.
Maybe midsummer or something.
Sounds good.
Once the tomatoes are planted and growing, I can put
That's
some time
right.
into it.
Priorities,
Yeah,
priorities.
priorities.
Yeah,
Okay,
and
that.
I'm not going to make a decision until I know what we have to do because we are all volunteers. And, if no one's willing to do the work, then we're going to have to pay to get it done. And
Yeah,
that's the
exactly.
thing. And I don't
Yep.
know what we have to do to do the work. So that's why I said, well, let's just think about paying it because I don't know the work that has to be done.
Yep.
But that was my point because, I don't personally have time to do whatever it needs to get done.
Yep.
So.
I agree with you, Lisa. I don't think that we should expect our volunteers to do any heavy lifting. But Beth is, so I thank you for
Well, I
that,
know.
Beth.
She's amazing. Do we have any more comments from anyone, board members or public or anything? Just a reminder, I'm not going to be here for the budget meeting, so someone's going to have to run the Zoom and someone's going to have to do all of that.
Okay.
Okay. And if we have no more comments, this is the quickest board meeting I've ever been to. And I'm going to stop the call. You sure? One more time. Any more questions? Okay.
No, I got a question.
Okay, Kelly.
Who is going to run the Zoom? I mean, that should be decided right now because the 21st will be here in a week. I'm pretty sure I have access to do that. It's under your name, Lisa.
It's
It's on.
under, go ahead, Beth. It's under your email.
Well, you log in there to download the recordings, Teresa.
So then
Yeah.
I should be able to.
Yeah, and then you just go
But I log
to
in with
our.
a password, so a password specific to those recordings.
No, it's in the account. You're logging into the account to download the recordings. So you just go to the meetings. I
I'll
could
check it out. I'll check it
come
out.
over and we
We've got a
could,
week. Yeah.
yeah.
Sounds good. Thanks, Beth. I should be there. We should have a backup and I can do that. I'm not too intimidated by technology.
I can do it, but it would send an email to Teresa to give a code, right?
Yeah,
Because
right.
it does that now, so, and she's got the email.
Yep. All righty.
Okay, any more
I'll get together with
questions?
you, Beth, and we'll make sure I know
Okay.
what I'm doing.
Thank you.
And thank you all for that. Appreciate it. Okay, stopping recording. Stop recording.
Night.